This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Vijay Mehrotra. I'm a professor of business analytics and the director of customer success management initiatives at the University of San Francisco School of Management. In my previous life, before I became a professor, I was also vice president of solutions for Blue Pumpkin Software that's now part of Verint. I'm also a columnist for Analytics Magazine and an angel investor in early stage tech companies.
How are you involved with user adoption?
Really in both the present and the past. In my current role as a business school professor, I've started the world's first academic program focused on preparing students for careers in customer success management. That's a part of our MBA program. And so we spend a lot of time with our students talking about what does it mean for a technology buyer to be successful. And user adoption is a key part of that story, although it's not the whole story. It starts there. If we can't get our customers to use our product, then we have no chance of creating the value outcomes that our sales and marketing process has promised to them. And I look at this both from an academic perspective as well as from a professional one. In my previous job at Blue Pumpkin, I led a team of about 35 people who were deploying a machine learning-based software solution for workforce optimization in customer service and call centers. And the challenges of getting a product like that adopted by not just its users, but its organizations, a lot of different dimensions to them. There was technology training, to be sure, and our product was very, very user-friendly. Yet there was some intrinsic complexity to the fact that we were aggregating data from a number of different sources to solve a problem that was intrinsically connected to people's schedules and work planning. And as a result, the solutions that our product came up with were under a lot of scrutiny by everybody in the organization. In addition, some of the inputs to our software were work rules and business processes that had to be treated as constraints. And so getting an organization to adopt a technology platform like that required a lot of both technical training and organizational understanding.
Vijay, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Well, in terms of challenges, what I would say is that the disconnect between the software supplier and the customer organization, very often these two sides are just looking past each other. Customers too often don't understand exactly what they've bought or what it'll require of them to achieve what's been promised. Too often they think of technology as a silver bullet and they don't really understand the layers and the kind of sophistication of the solution. Meanwhile, the software vendors often look past everybody in the customer organization except the person who signed the purchase order and don't understand the organization, the priorities of different users and different managers, or how the organization makes and spends its money. So those are all kind of classic challenges, is to how do we bridge that disconnect between customers and vendors? And that's a lot of what I do in training my students in customer success management, is to try to get them to see the need for that kind of inner, kind of shared understanding to be developed. In terms of successes, I think organizations that invest up front to really do a, not just a, how will our technology fit into the IT infrastructure, but how does our solution help the client meet their business goals? That's a pathway to success.
Vijay, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I would say this: invest in mapping the customer journey from the very first steps of the pre-sales process all the way through implementation and beyond. Think about what the key milestones are, identify what the risk triggers are. What are the things that when you see this, you know your customer's got a problem with adoption and with value achievement. And size your customer success team and your implementation team based on the costs and benefits to your organization in terms of customer success and customer retention and growth, rather than some kind of arbitrary revenue target that doesn't reflect your customer journey model, your customer value, and what the expectations are from both sides. And if the economics of your business mean that most of your contact with your client organization during the implementation and beyond are tech touch or one-to-many, then design your process thoughtfully, but be really rigorous in terms of validating its effectiveness and improving it constantly based on what you learn from the data.
Vijay, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
I've got a couple of articles and a web story that I'd love to share with the readers. The first is in Analytics Magazine. And if you do a search on my name and customer success management, it will show up in my column, which is called Analyze This. Secondly, a web article that our news service at the University of San Francisco just put together, I think, is a good one. And that's https://www.usfca.edu/news/customer-success.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.